Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Lech Lecha, Week 3, Aliyah 5. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted my hand to the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I would not take a thread or a sandal strap or anything that is yours, lest you say, I have made Abram rich. Genesis 14, verses 22 and 23. Is there anything more important than material benefits? With his personal army of 318 soldiers, Abraham had defeated the most powerful kings of his time. With Eternal's help, he had recovered both the war prisoners, Lot included, and the goods of the five cities that were attacked. The king of Sodom, offered our father all the goods that were recovered in the war, but Abraham refused adamantly to receive anything. Why was it so important to Abraham Avinu not to receive anything from the king of Sodom? Wasn't this a great opportunity to increase his riches? For others, this offer would have been a good thing, and many would have considered it a blessing from the Eternal. But Abraham didn't think so. To him, it was more important to have a good name than good riches. To him, it was more important not to be manipulated by men than getting benefits from them. These things that seem not to have a great importance are essential for those who want to be approved by the Eternal. Abraham didn't love money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Abraham loved the one who possessed heaven and earth, and that's why he could trust Abraham with so many riches, because he knew he would not turn the riches into a false god. Money is a good servant, but a bad lord. If we do anything just for the money, we are then slaves and idolaters, because greediness is a form of idolatry. Abraham had cleansed his heart from greediness and idolatry. But in this case, the point wasn't greediness. The point was that the king of Sodom could say about our father bad things. Abraham knew that there was wickedness in the king of Sodom and his fellow countrymen as well. He knew that his tongue could do great harm. He knew that his intentions weren't clean and that he could manipulate the truth so that Abraham's name could be stained. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Proverbs 22, verse 1. Abraham had the suspicion that the king of Sodom was going to say that he had made Abraham rich and boast about it at the expense of a righteous man. If it weren't for me, Abraham wouldn't be as important. I made him rich. These assumptions would be very harmful for our father's name. Besides, it would harm the Eternal's name as well, which is even worse. The Eternal was the one who prospered our father, not anyone else. Praise and gratitude for his riches should only be directed to the owner of heaven and earth, not to a wicked king. Dear disciple of Yeshua, don't say yes to all offers that seem like a blessing. Think twice before receiving money from anyone. Maybe there are personal interests and opportunities of manipulation behind those offers, especially if they come from a mundane person like the king of Sodom. Keep your name and the Eternal's, whom you represent, unblemished. It's better to lose a good payment rather than a good name. The generous ones always prosper. May the Eternal help us to be good stewards of his name. Shalom.